Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled In the Spirit.
A reading from the letter to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivals, jealousy, outbursts of anger, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such as these, there is no law. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit. The Word of the Lord. In today's passage from Galatians, Paul continues his comparison of life in the Spirit and life in the flesh. The entire epistle is an instruction about being a true disciple of Jesus and not just following the letter of the law to get by. The law Paul is referring to is the Mosaic Law, which was composed of 635 laws. The fruit of the Spirit is virtue. Against such, there is no law. I was struck by this passage because Paul is saying, against the fruits of the Spirit, there is no law. In the normal course of life, laws are made to stop the occurrence of sin or infraction or some kind of evil. Thus, we have laws against immorality, drunkenness, etc., murder. But there can be no law against someone being loving or joyful or peaceful, patient, or kind. Why? Because they are the fruit or the result of goodness and bring forth more goodness. The fruits of the flesh, on the other hand, cause hatred, crimes, disunity, destruction, disruption of society, family, and the individual. And perhaps you've seen examples of this recently on television. The fruit of the Spirit is virtue. Against such, there is no law. The Holy Spirit is a divine person of the Blessed Trinity. The Holy Spirit is love. The love of God. The Holy Spirit is the heart, mind, and, if you can say it, soul of God. The Holy Spirit is the law of God that teaches us within our hearts to obey God, to think and to love and act as God would. I recently read of a clever acronym for the word oil, which fits in here because the Holy Spirit is connected with oil. The scriptures speak of being anointed with the Holy Spirit. In the sacrament of confirmation, we're anointed with holy chrism, the oil, as a sign of being anointed with the Holy Spirit. So think of oil in relation to following the Spirit and the true law of God. Oil. O-I-L. Obedience in love. If we're obedient in love, we will do the good. We will follow the Spirit. So turn to the Holy Spirit, or as St. Paul says, live in the Spirit. Follow the Spirit. If we do, we will escape the snares of the flesh and find peace, contentment, and meaning and purpose for our lives, no matter what the external circumstances happen to be. Amen.